Paul Roos has just commenced his press conference.
Oh, usually that last kick inside 50 wasn't great. We had a lot of opportunities early and they took advantage of theirs on the rebound, and yeah, we just sort of bombed it in. And I think the second half showed, once we controlled the footy better, something we talked about going into the game, because they're such, yeah, they're a good side at getting up the ground and getting back and up and back. They work hard. I mean, they're fit, they're mature bodies. So yeah, certainly we slaughtered the footy early, which didn't help us. And as you mentioned, we did have a lot of opportunities to score. Well, a lot of inside 50s, but we just didn't create anything from them.
Is the next step for this group that you've got to speed up your ball movement, that slow ball movement?
Yeah, it's something we've talked a lot about. I think they lose confidence when we don't score, which is understandable. I think the first stage probably for us is still around the contest, and once we got that right, I think we were minus 20-something in the first quarter contest. So once we got that right, we got the game back on equal terms, and we actually, you know, really, really competitive after, you know, I think it was 10-0, and then after that, it was 5-0 in the first quarter. So that's probably the first stage. You're trying to put the layers on it, and once we got that, our ball use looked better, because you're not trying to go from coast to coast. You're actually able to get it from the contest with the stoppage, getting it forward. But certainly something we need to do a lot of work on, our speed of ball movement.
First halves have been a big issue in the past 3 weeks. Have you been able to put your finger on why there's been such a contrast between first and second half?
Well, again, I think it's a combination of a number of things. You know, we just haven't been able to take our chances, you know, and that's still a young group reacts to the scoreboard, you know, and if they see the score ticking over, then they actually get confidence. And clearly, if the score's ticking over, instead of being 5-0, it's three goals to two, and then you keep on going. But when you don't get reward for effort, yeah, it makes it really hard. Last week against Carlton, I think we had 3 scoring shots to 3, and they had 3 goals, and we had one goal. You know, North Melbourne was the same. So, and that's something we've got to work on over the break. But yeah, when you're a young team, and we've got probably 7 guys out of our best side at the moment, yeah. It's just human nature that unfortunately takes place. But I was so pleased that we got some terrific effort for most of the day, apart from that first quarter.
You said during the week you wanted them to play angry. Do you think you got that?
Yeah, I think after, you know, even earlier, as I said, we had to take our chance. Look, if you look at the scores on the weekend, I just checked the scores of the Swans and Kilda game. Clearly the top teams are really ramping up for the finals. You know, I spoke to Rossi before the game, and you know, he's as competitive as anyone, and they need to win today. So, yeah, I thought, you know, I said to the players after the game, yeah, we got what we came for. You know, we got out of it, yeah, with a lot of injuries, and we're seeing those teams really struggling down the bottom. I was really pleased playing the top side at home with a big crowd, 2 down, Nathan Jones, Jake Spencer. Yeah, I thought it was a super effort to come back. Could have been a disaster, but to the boys' credit, it was a terrific effort.
How serious was the injury with
Nathan? I just rolled his ankle and possibly could have come back on, but, you know, it was one of those things where, I don't know, if you jab it, you'd probably do more damage to it. So, and by not doing it, gives himself a chance to play next week. So, yeah, that was the decision that was made.
Will you play him next week, given
that... Oh, look, he's keen. I mean, he's obviously disappointed because he's playing his 200th game today, and... you know, he would have loved to finish the game as the captain and playing a milestone. So I'm sure he'd be championed a bit to play next week if he's fit and healthy.
And Spencer, what was his issue?
Yeah, just concussed. Yeah, I think he just got knocked in the back of the head in that pack. So he had to go off as well. So look, and it was a warm day, so it's just a tough effort for our guys to keep persevering like they did.
Paul, back score, had a pretty decent game today against the quality ruckman. Is he a player you've been really, really pleased with this year?
Yeah, look, he's like all of our younger guys. He's still, people forget, I think he's only played 30-odd games, Marnes, hasn't he? So he's still a young player. But, yeah, I thought his second half, he fought back really, really well. I mean, Sandilands is just a terrific player. But, yeah, he's really learning his craft well. And I was really happy with his response after half-time. He caused some trouble, got to good spots. But he's just learning. You know, he's learning the caper. And we think he's going to get better. You know, we're obviously pleased that we've re-signed him. And we think he'll get better with another pre-season, and hopefully develops into a really good player for us.
You still feel you've moved forward as a group this season, despite the last 3 weeks, which haven't been that pretty?
Yeah, I think so. Again, you know, we're sort of looking at sort of trends and I guess in the season. And you know, when we do get a contest, we're actually a good side. We proved that again today. It's just that when the backside falls out of our game, it falls out of the game. It's certainly not a team that has enough talent at the moment to have so many players out of the team. And we also need to make some decisions in the off-season and get some new players in. But, yeah, look, I want to finish off the season really well next week with another, as I said to the players, just come ready to play like you did today. And, that's what we want next week. But I'm really excited about, having another pre-season with these guys. Salem coming back, we see what a talent he is. We've got, I thought Hogan, the way he fought back after half-time, just shows what a competitor. We threw him on ball, he got some clearances, ended up with 9 and 2 goals. So some really, really good signs for our footy club. It's just going to take time and people do get impatient, I understand that.
You got to see Freo up close today. There are a lot of people questioning their premiership credentials. What do you make of them and what sort of damage do you think they're
I think they've just got such a good foundation to their game. People sort of talk about their scoring, but I look at teams that have got a really consistent foundation, a really consistent attack on the ball around the footy, really consistent with their tackling if you win it. I mean, they're as good as anyone in the competition at doing that. And that's why even when they go through a slightly down patch, they're able to win, they're a terrific side, and I give them as much chance as anyone in the competition to win it.
Do you think we're back for next week, Paul?
We rested Brayshaw and Harms today specifically because they're tired like a lot of the younger guys, specifically to get them back. Dom Tyson, we think, might have hurt his hamstring again, so I'm not sure. Dorsey should be right for next week. Lumumba's out for next week. So, we'll get a couple back and hopefully everyone's healthy from today. Thanks, guys. Good on you.